Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First thing I thought about was just thinking about my first day here and, you know, how everything just seemed so fast. And, you know, I was just trying to figure out where to go, trying to be to meetings on time and, you know, just living that life to where I'm at right now. And really just the growth and the journey that I've been on so far and really just appreciating, you know, the good and the bad.
Terrell Bernard, one of only two Bills captains, as named by Sean McDermott today, the other being Josh Allen. Bernard entering his third season out of Baylor, Sikkim, Bears. Ran very pure last year with takeaways, 6 in his 17 games. We'll see if he can keep that up. I think it's,
It took a lot for me not to roar over here when the Sikkim Bears thing.
You'd have to know the exact roar. The roars vary.
And I don't, and I feel like I did I'm proud of the job I did on the Florida Panther thing, and I don't want to mess that up.
No, you shouldn't. You should retire.
You're gonna stand on that. I'm gonna stand on that. That's right. Yeah. Well, you know what comes to mind? I'm listening to Bernard talk about his, you know, his journey, if it's possible to squeeze his journey into like a 12-second sound clip. A year ago at this time, we had no idea. I think he'd been named the starter by now because the game was, you know, Wednesday of game week. So we knew that, but we hadn't really seen him play at all, and he barely played in his rookie year. And I feel like he's a strength of the team. Like, I feel like he's a player I'm excited for to be on the field. So, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully they find some of that within all the other new moving pieces they've got here. It's a lot to ask. Like, everyone's not going to hit like he's hit, but I feel like he's really hit.
We'll see. I have a lower opinion than you do of him, which is not to say it's a low opinion, but I think it was more for me, the nature of the plays he made last year. I mean, those are big. Those are game changers, but you're not getting, he's a different position, but you're not getting the consistency. Like, it's Williams that goes in for Milano, and that's really more where I think it's the tandem, but it's the loss of Milano that could really be a problem. I mean, Hamlin's starting now. They could really have a problem. It's great that they have a smart defensive coach. He's obviously proven, but they are not, for me, close to all set up the middle. There was a stat on Milano from last year. I'd have to look it up, the exact numbers, but like passer rating over the middle when he's on the field was like league low.
Yeah.
When targeting him, was it no touchdowns, 5 picks, middle of the field when Milano was on the field? And then when he wasn't, it was 7 touchdowns and no picks. Like, just dramatically different.
And that was a lot of last year, too. I mean, Milano only played 5 games.
That's right. That's where that comes from.
Right.
And that's interesting for this game.
Sure. There's a talented tight end there, Bernard and or Williams, both. I mean, I'm sure they'll have a very extensive plan and like different people being asked to do different things, but you think about the Chiefs game without Bernard and without Milano and what Travis Kelce and just, you know, really, they ran it down their throat. So it's not even so much that. But, yeah, I think a lot of attention. We're going to know pretty early. I think McBride is a big challenge for the whole defense. But I feel like Bernard and Williams are guys that are really squarely on the spot with him.
I did Matthew Collar's Purple Insider podcast this morning talking fantasy football for Matt. And his idea was five players you're really curious about, you know, just like who are a few players that you really don't know. And I wanted to not pick rookies. We did talk about the Bills receivers like you and I do every day because the season's almost here. And I have no idea what the pecking order will be or if one will dominate. They've always been talking like that isn't the plan. I did not name McBride, but I easily could have because what he did last year was on the pro side, he had games. I mentioned this to Dave Pasch last week where he was like unstoppable. The Steeler game, there was a game in Pittsburgh. There was weather delay in this game and McBride was just like incredible, unstoppable in this game, Gronk-like. But I know not everybody in the prospect business thinks he's all that. And I've heard Pat Corain, you know, another fantasy expert that I know, make a case recently on one of his podcasts that, okay, well, probably, but he couldn't beat out Zach Ertz before Ertz got hurt. The rookie year was pretty bad. And then last year, Ertz was on the Cardinals, on the field for the Cardinals for, you know, much of the season. And it wasn't until he left. It's kind of a little bit of a Knox Kincaid thing where when Knox left to injury, Kincaid was able to emerge. But the difference this year is Knox is back for the Bills and Ertz is in Washington. So it should be McBride's show. They have Marvin Harrison, you know, we'll see how they divvy things up with Arizona. But as we've talked about a lot, kind of an interesting team for the Bills to face here right out of the gate. They are the Bills as a 6-point favorite, going to be one of the more popular survivor pick choices. You're trying to pick one team to win without the spread, just win in advance. And in most of these things, you can't use the same team twice. But, you know, some strategy goes into this choice. And every week is interesting. Even when one or two teams are like two touchdown favorites, I don't know, do I want to pick them? If they happen to lose, that can eliminate a large percentage of the field. This week, the Bengals are the biggest favorite at 9 against New England. Then the Bills at 6, and a couple others are close to that. You said yesterday
San Francisco minus 4.5.
You want San Francisco for yours.
It's just on brand for me.
Anti-Jets.
I'm down on the Jets. We may even bench Aaron Rodgers in fantasy. We'll have to see. I don't know how that's going to go over in the room. There's just some question of whether or not he's that popular with
his teammates. He's asking for a trade already.
So, I don't know. I wouldn't expect. If an upset happens, and like you said, if you know, 40 or 50 or 60% of the participants choose Cincinnati and somehow New England wins that game and I'm right on San Francisco, then I know I'm in a great spot. But I mean, all things being equal, I would say I like Cincinnati more.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'm trying to just do my thing.
How realistic is a New England win? That's kind of hard, right?
It's really hard. I mean,
you never know week one, though.
I just don't think they're going to be able to block at all, really. So,
not the perfect opponent,
right? Right.
You have that problem.
I would expect the Bengals to just kind of unload on them, and yeah, I'd expect a comfortable cover if I were betting on the Bengals, but. Yeah, I guess I'm too proud to take the easy way out.
I'm smart.
I'm gonna roll with San Francisco.
I say never, as a rule, never take the biggest favorite.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you get really deep into the season and
right,
you're head to head or something, then maybe you could, but I would want to never do that. I joined.
Good.
I joined the single entry one because my hang up with survivor pools is I feel like I'm playing against, you know, everybody's dog. And
oh, their that's
cat.
The bigger entry fee one. Yeah, I just did the regular, the entry level one.
Even that one will probably have people partnering up,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if that can be avoided. Yeah. I took Miami.
All right. I like it.
Home to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, like there's just no sure thing in week one or ever.
Yeah.
But you just, it's the first week. It's the week where you know the least about.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. And like if they can block the Bengals and the Patriots make a couple of plays, a couple turnovers, like there's your upset.
Right.
I mean, that can happen. Who are you rooting for there? Survivor pool notwithstanding. Survivor pool, you're definitely rooting for New England.
Sure. And I'm definitely rooting for New England regardless. I'm not expecting them to be a problem for me. So if they somehow, it all comes together for them, Cincinnati has a bad day, that I think is good for me. Because I think the Bengals will be a top of the conference team again this year. You know, assuming everyone's there and everyone's playing and everything's harmonious and whatever. I mean, the way they've handled the Chase thing is just, it's weird. It's not surprising because it's the Bengals. I was a little surprised they got Burrow done as efficiently as they did, but they did. They don't have the reputation. I honestly wonder if they have enough cash on hand to lay out the contract in the way, because, you know, you hear about this a lot. It's not, I shouldn't say you hear it about a lot, every now and then. You know, everybody's rolling in cash in the NFL, and these contracts, you got to have the cash in order to lay that out, the guaranteed stuff. And I don't know about the Bengals. they've been perceived as cheap, and I think have been cheap for many, many years, maybe their whole entire existence. And this is a important guy on the team, maybe next most important after Burrow. And what are you doing? It's time to do the contract. Like, if you value him the way you should, the price is never going to go down. Like, it's just not going to happen. The bottom is not going to fall out of the receiver market, I don't think. So the sooner you get that done with him, the better off you are, I think. So I think it's odd.
It's funny. And by the way, the Bengals, I believe when they were born, were the picture of luxury. Leather sofas on the sideline instead of benches.
I don't remember that.
Just what a scene it was.
Yeah.
You're like, what are the Bengals doing? Matt today on his show with me was like, what is Chase doing?
Mm.
And I said, well, he probably thinks he'll win. And if he doesn't, worth a shot. You know, if maybe he'll even play Sunday. Like, he's practicing today. But Lamb won.
Yeah.
Ayuk won. Trent Williams won.
He's scheduled to be paid this year $4.5 million.
The other part, though,
I mean,
this is,
I know it's the third year, but go ahead.
No, it's just I wanted to say, in addition, I'm not looking for credit. I could never hold out if I had a contract. I just couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trent Williams, he seized an opportunity. Ayuk had him, and they needed him. Like, when he didn't play last year, they were 0-3, Williams. So he had him, and he got him, right? And that's a perfectly fine, normal mm-hmm. thing people do in business. I just could never. I would feel so bad for if I were an important player on the team and I'm just like, I had a contract and I just didn't show up. And I guess they would understand. That's what we always say.
I couldn't do it. I absolutely could. I don't know if I would have said that as easily as I just said it now 20 years ago. But, you know, it's just so different from our lives. It's an accepted part of the profession. You know, he is one of the very best guys in the league. And again, he's scheduled to earn $4.5 million this year.
That seems good.
I know, but holy cow.
That's what I signed for.
You got to go through an entire season, and then next year it's the guaranteed fifth-year option, which is like $21 million, which is still, I know, it's gross how much it is, but it's not, it's $10 million less than what the going rate is for a player of that caliber. And he's supposed to just go expose himself this year, yes. making $4.5 million? Yes. No way. I would never do it. I would absolutely do what he's doing.
Well, he might play. Like, again, yeah, he's practicing
that's right.
Today.
That's right.
So we don't know yet if he's going to skip. It's different than Le'Veon Bell. Who are some examples of guys that didn't flinch? Le'Veon Bell. But he being a running back, nearer the end of his career, you know, it was kind of like his last shot. Chase is going to get top market money somehow, someday. Like he is, if he doesn't play, we'll all think he's going to be the same player in a year and who knows what happens. But different from Bell, like this is my chance, or Trent Williams. He's been in the league 15 years.
Well, the only thing that keeps him from doing exactly that, even hitting the open market in 2 years, is a torn ACL or an Achilles injury or something that happens to him that diminishes his value. So, like, if I'm him, I would not, as hard as it would be, I don't think I'm playing. If they're gonna be this hard about it and not get it done by now, I'm sorry, I'm not coming.
Wow, you made a deal. You know, Mike Brown, we'll get to a break. He seems kind of hard-headed. And I don't know if he's going to have a press conference like Ursay did with the Colts, you know, Jonathan Taylor. But Mike Brown could be the type to say something like, I always hear how he should get paid. He is getting paid. Like, why do people put it like that? I literally write him checks. Lines are open for your thoughts at 803-0550 on this or the opener. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.